Lesson 26, George Albert Smith, A Mission of Love, from the Presidents of the Church Teacher's Manual, 126. Objective. Class members will learn that love, as exemplified in the life of President George Albert Smith, is a great healing force. Preparation. 1. Prepare word strips or posters with the following inscriptions. Love. Love seeks out the sick and weary. Love is alert for opportunity to serve. Love finds time for others. And love forgives. 2. Assign 4 class members to each read one of the 4 examples showing George Albert Smith's love. Give each a hand copy or photocopy of the example and a name tag of the person they represent. Elder Ezra Taft Benson, President Heber J. Grant's daughter, or D. Arthur Haycock. 3. If the video cassette Testimonies of the Presidents of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, number 53242, is available, show the section George Albert Smith. 4. Hand copy or photocopy President George Albert Smith's goals for each member of the class. See end of lesson. Suggested lesson development. Introduction. Example. Read the following. The results of the Second World War were ugly and discouraging. It had lasted for more than 5 years. More than 50 countries had taken part in the war. An estimated 55 million people had lost their lives. It had cost over $1 trillion. Millions in Europe and Asia were without adequate food, shelter, and clothing. Sorrow, hatred, and despair stalked through nations and homes. In one way or another, World War II had touched the lives of nearly everyone on the earth. On May 21, 1945, at a time when the full extent of carnage and devastation left behind by the war was just becoming apparent, George Albert Smith was moved from his time of preparation into his foreordained position as president of the church. Presidents of the Church, Religion 345 Student Manual, page 195. One of President Smith's greatest attributes was the love he showed for the entire human family. This love is clearly demonstrated by the following statement of Patriarch Joseph F. Smith, the grandson of President Joseph F. Smith. It is not for me to say what particular mission President George Albert Smith has ahead of him. This I do know, however, that at this particular time in the world's history, never was the need for love among brethren so desperately needed as it is today. Furthermore, I do know this, that there is no man of my acquaintance who loves the human family, collectively and individually, more profoundly than does President George Albert Smith. In Conference Report, October 1945, pages 31 and 32. In November of 1945, after World War II had ended, President Smith called on Harry S. Truman, then President of the United States. President Smith described the visit this way. When I called on him, he received me very graciously. I had met him before. And I said, I have just come to ascertain from you, Mr. President, what your attitude will be if the Latter-day Saints are prepared to ship food and clothing and bedding to Europe. He smiled and looked at me and said, Well, what do you want to ship it over there for? Their money isn't any good. I said, We don't want their money. He looked at me and asked, You don't mean you are going to give it to them? I said, Of course, we would give it to them. They are our brothers and sisters and are in distress. God has blessed us with a surplus, and we will be glad to send it if we can have the cooperation of the government. He said, You are on the right track, and added, We will be glad to help you in any way we can. I have thought of that a good many times. After we had sat there a moment or two, he said again, How long will it take you to get this ready? I said, It's all ready. The government, you remember, had been destroying food and refusing to plant grain during the war, so I said to him, Mr. President, while the administration at Washington were advising the destroying of food, we were building elevators and filling them with grain and increasing our flocks and our herds. And now what we need is the cars and the ships in order to send considerable food, clothing, and bedding to the people of Europe who are in distress. We have an organization in the church that has over 2,000 homemade quilts ready. George Albert Smith in Conference Report, October 1947, pages 5 and 6. President George Albert Smith's goals. When he became an apostle, President George Albert Smith made a list of his most serious goals and aspirations. Activity and discussion. Give each class member a copy of the 11 goals that President George Albert Smith set for himself. Ask various class members to read these one at a time. What kind of effort would be required to meet such goals? What would President Smith have had to sacrifice to meet these goals? Class members might be encouraged to make a similar set of goals for themselves. George Albert Smith exemplified the principle of love in word and deed. Tell the class members that many stories are told of President Smith's love and concern for others. He taught us, by his actions, many principles that are included in the word love. Word strips or poster. Post the word love. Underneath, post the word strip or poster. Love seeks out the sick and weary. Activity. Have the assigned class members read the following stories and wear the name tags of those who they represent. Introduce them, giving any necessary descriptions before they begin to read. This is Elder Ezra Taft Benson, who was a member of the Quorum of the Twelve in 1951, when he said this. Elder Ezra Taft Benson. I shall never cease to be grateful for the visits President George Albert Smith made to my home in Salt Lake City while I was serving as a humble missionary in the nations of war-torn Europe at the end of World War II. Particularly, I am thankful for a visit in the still of the night when our little one lay at death's door. Without any announcement, President Smith found time to come into that home and place his hands upon the head of that little one, held in her mother's arms as she had been for many hours, and promise her complete recovery. This was President Smith. He always had time to help, particularly those who were sick, those who needed him most. Ezra Taft Benson in Conference Report, April 1951, page 46. Word strip or poster and activity. Post the word strip or poster. Love is alert for opportunity to serve. This is a daughter of President Heber J. Grant. President Heber J. Grant's daughter. On one occasion, President Smith was traveling back from a convention. I was in his company and saw him looking across the aisle and seeing a young mother and her children surrounded by luggage. He felt a need to talk with her and to inquire after her welfare. In a few minutes, President Smith was over talking to the young mother. He came back to our seat and said, "Yes, it is just as I thought. The little mother is going on a long journey. I have looked at her ticket. I can't understand why the man who sold it to her didn't know a better route for her to travel. As it is, she will have a long wait in Ogden and again in Chicago. I have her ticket and am going to get off in Ogden and see if I can't get it changed so she can make other connections and not have the long wait in Ogden and Chicago." President Smith was off the train the moment it stopped and set the affairs of the young mother in order, having her ticket changed to afford her greater convenience. Such was the sensitivity for others of this man, Arthur Ray Bassett. George Albert Smith, on reaching out to others, New Era, January 1972, page 52. Word strip or poster and activity. Post the word strip, "Love finds time for others." This is Brother D. Arthur Haycock, who was private secretary to several prophets. Brother D. Arthur Haycock. On a trip to the Middle West, President Smith was rushing to catch a train when a mother with four small youngsters stopped him so that her children might have the opportunity of shaking hands with him. Someone took a picture of the incident, and a copy was sent to President Smith with this notation: "I am sending you this picture because it is a graphic illustration of the man we believe you are. The reason we treasure it so is because, as busy as you were, in spite of the fact you were being hurried into your car and then to your waiting train, you still took time out to shake the hand of each child in this family." D. Arthur Haycock, A Day with the President. Improvement Era, April 1950, page 288. Word strip or poster and example. Post the word strip, "Love forgives." Tell the following story. President George Albert Smith had a profound concern for people who had become disaffected from the church, and he sought to show them their error. One incident is representative of this. A large faction had broken away from the church and established their own church. They were disgruntled with some leaders and presumed to take matters into their own hands. President Smith made a historic visit to this group in 1946. He met with them and shook their hands, spoke to them, and prayed and wept for them. They were touched by his presence. He looked and acted like a prophet. They acknowledged that he was a prophet. 1,200 people, feeling the radiant love of Christ reaching out to them through the Lord's anointed, returned to the safety of the church from which they had strayed. Presidents of the Church, Religion 345 Student Manual, page 202. President Smith admonished us to love others. Speaking as one who throughout his life emphasized the word love, President Smith told the members of the church, "But do not forget, no matter how much you may give in money, no matter how you may desire the things of this world to make yourselves happy, your happiness will be in proportion to your charity and to your kindness and to your love of those with whom you associate here on earth. Our Heavenly Father has said in very plain terms that he who says he loves God and does not love his brother is not truthful." George Albert Smith, to the Relief Society. Relief Society Magazine, December 1932, page 709. Elder Spencer W. Kimball, while a member of the Quorum of the Twelve, said this about President George Albert Smith: "It seemed to me that every act, every thought of our president would indicate that with all his heart and soul, he loved the Lord and loved his fellow men. Is there a mortal being who could have loved them more?" In Church News, April 11, 1951, page 11. Video cassette testimony. If it is available, show the video cassette, part 4, 1 minute 19 seconds, of George Albert Smith's testimony. The qualities and characteristics of our prophets show the love that our Heavenly Father has for us. He sets before us the best men to meet the needs of our times. The example of George Albert Smith is a blessing to anyone who studies the life of this great man. His love was a special blessing to the world at a time when bitterness and suffering seemed so widespread. His love gave comfort to Latter-day Saints all over the world. One of the greatest gifts we may develop is the gift of love. Like all other spiritual gifts, this one will come as we continue to serve God and our fellow men, as we seek God's help in prayer, and as we study to learn His will. Testimony and challenge. Bear testimony and challenge class members to show love like President Smith's to their fellow men. President George Albert Smith's goals. 1. I would be a friend to the friendless and find joy in ministering to the needs of the poor. 2. I would visit the sick and afflicted and inspire in them a desire for faith to be healed. 3. I would teach the truth to the understanding and blessing of all mankind. 4. I would seek out the erring one and try to win him back to a righteous and a happy life. 5. I would not seek to force people to live up to my ideals, but rather love them into doing the thing that is right. 6. I would live with the masses and help to solve their problems that their earth life may be happy. 7. I would avoid the publicity of high positions and discourage the flattery of thoughtless friends. 8. I would not knowingly wound the feeling of any, not even one who may have wronged me, but would seek to do him good and make him my friend. 9. I would overcome the tendency to selfishness and jealousy and rejoice in the successes of all the children of my Heavenly Father. 10. I would not be an enemy to any living soul. 11. Knowing that the Redeemer of mankind has offered to the world the only plan that will fully develop us and make us really happy here and hereafter, I feel it not only a duty, but a blessed privilege to disseminate this truth. Cited in Bryant S. Hinckley, Greatness in Men, Superintendent George Albert Smith, Improvement Era, March 1932, page 295. End of Lesson 26, George Albert Smith, A Mission of Love, from the Presidents of the Church Teacher's Manual,